of Jesus by James Smith from Gleams of Grace, 1860. The miracles of Jesus are as marvelous displays of mercy as they are of power. They show his sympathy with man in his sufferings and his readiness to help him. On one occasion, a ruler came to him for help, knelt before Jesus and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." Matthew chapter 9, verse 18. The condition. The child was dead. Disease did its work. Death seized its prey before Jesus reached the house. In the same way, how many we have in our homes, congregations, and neighborhoods who are spiritually dead. There are no signs of life at all. They can live without prayer, which is the breath of the soul, and surely where there is no breath, there is no life. They have no faith, and faith is the spiritual energy of the soul. They have no activity in God's ways. They put forth no energy in God's cause, nor do they manifest any concern for God's glory. Surely such are dead, and in such cases there is no hope, except Jesus will come and lay his hand upon them. The application. My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live. The hand of Jesus was a wonder-working hand. It was the instrument and emblem of almighty power and divine mercy. Many things are ascribed to the hand of Jesus in the Word. It is a life-quickening hand. He went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. His touch imparted life, strength, and activity to the dead girl. It is a healing hand. He laid his hands on the sick and healed them. His hand expels spiritual diseases and introduces spiritual health. It is a saving hand. When Peter was sinking in the sea, Jesus put forth his hand and caught him and placed him safely in the vessel. He saved Israel of old with his right hand, and his hand saves millions now. It is a devil-dispossessing hand. When a father brought his demon-possessed boy to Jesus, the devil threw him down and tore him. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. The hand of Jesus expelled the demon, restored him to health, and he went away with his father. It is a leading hand. He took the blind man by the hand, led him out of the town, and restored his sight. It is a far-reaching hand. Hence he says, "Is my hand so short that it cannot ransom? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save." It is a purifying hand. Therefore he says, "I will turn my hand against you. I will thoroughly purge away your dross and remove all your impurities." His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. If, therefore, we need quickening or healing, saving or leading, deliverance from Satan, or to be purged and purified, however distant we may seem from him, or however difficult the work we require to be done, let us go to Jesus and ask him to lay his hand upon us and restore us. In the same way, if any of our families and friends are spiritually dead, let our cry to Jesus be, "Come and lay your hand on her, and she will live."